Oklahoma's governor had said that he'd sign any bill restricting abortion access into law. Well, now he has the chance to do just that. The state legislature overwhelmingly passed a bill yesterday that makes nearly all abortions a felony. Medical providers who perform them would face up to 10 years in prison. Let's bring in Catherine Sweeney. She is with the Public Radio Initiative State Impact Oklahoma. Catherine, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So that bill passed in the State House of Representatives yesterday, 70-14, while hundreds of protesters rallied outside the Capitol. What exactly does it do?
It would, like you said, create a felony for performing the abortions. There have been bills in the past that would criminalize getting an abortion for the patients, but this one would specifically punish the medical providers. One thing that I think is really noteworthy about it is that it does not have exceptions for, and this is graphic, so I'm sorry, but rape or incest. It is only for protecting the life of the mother would be the only exception.
Did this vote come as a surprise to anyone in Oklahoma?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. Oklahoma has passed a slew of abortion bills already this year, and the legislature has a tendency to do that every year. It's not rare for a dozen to go through. This specific one came as a surprise for a few reasons. One, it is a bill from last year. It carried over. It stalled out right before the finish line last year, so it only needed one vote to get to the governor's desk. It was kind of like a zombie bill. It came out of nowhere, and that was surprising to a lot of people. I think that it was also surprising because this just isn't the kind of policy that people were looking for. It's a lot more stringent than, say, a bill that they're hearing today in committee that is a copy of Texas bill that would ban most abortions, the vast majority of them. But this one is significantly more stringent.
Interesting. Okay, so the context here, of course, is that Roe v. Wade hangs in the balance in the Supreme Court. Did the lawmakers in Oklahoma just anticipate that it would be overturned? I mean, what was the motivation?
I think that that would be a fair assessment. Like I said, they pass these bills every year in the hopes that it would be overturned, but there's clearly a little bit more credence to that now, and that's also why abortion rights proponents are concerned, because we see these bills, you know, every year for a decade, but now it's looking less likely that if they were to pass and if a lawsuit didn't prevent them from going into effect, it looks less likely that the courts would step in.
Now, you had mentioned the law in Texas, and it sounds like Texans who were looking for abortions had been traveling to nearby Oklahoma to get the procedure. Is that right? And what would happen to them once this becomes law?
That is true. So before the ban went into place, sometimes Oklahoma clinics would serve Texans anyway. Let's say you live on the border, it's easier to get to Oklahoma City than it is Dallas, something like that. It's pretty normal for Oklahoma to serve about 20 Texans, 40 Texans a month. State data is showing that they're serving about 200 Texans a month in Oklahoma at this point. So it's pushing these people in Texas, into surrounding states. Oklahoma, of course, is one of the big ones. They would no longer be able to go there. They would have to go to another state, Kansas, Louisiana, New Mexico. Providers here are really concerned about that onslaught hitting those surrounding states if Oklahoma also comes off of this, goes on to this post-Roe map.
Just briefly, as we said, the governor had promised to sign any bill like this. When do you think he might do it?
I would assume it'd be very soon. He has not released any statements that would cast doubt on him signing this bill. Just for some context, pretty much the exact same bill passed out of the legislature in Oklahoma in 2016. Then Governor Mary Fallon vetoed it. She had concerns that the exceptions for the life of the mother, that language was so vague that people could be denied inappropriately. And so she blocked that from going into law. But it's not looking like Governor Stitt would have those same concerns. I would expect the signature to be imminent.
Catherine Sweeney with State Impact Oklahoma, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.